I can't even imagine what this family is going through. Two little girls dead after being pulled from a backyard pool in Phoenix yesterday afternoon. And didn't you say a few minutes ago, Jamie, that our TV partners at ABC 15 are reporting these are twins?
Yes, that's what ABC 15 is reporting.
So I'm trying.
I don't know why that makes it worse, but
I don't know.
I can't even find the words.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe they were cousins or neighbors or something. I don't know, but two toddlers dying in one drowning incident. Boy, that is just unbelievable. 67th Avenue, Lower Buckeye Road is the area where the girls were pulled from a pool. According to the Phoenix Fire Department, personnel started treating both of the toddlers on scene before they were brought to the closest pediatric hospital in critical condition, where unfortunately they were pronounced dead. When something like this happens, we always say this, and we say it for a reason, because there are great resources. KTAR News and Fulton Homes wants to remind you that 2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off kids near water. And to learn more, you can go to ktar.com/water safety. That's ktar.com/water safety. By the way, our TV partners at ABC 15 maintain a graphic on their website that has a list of all of the 2024 media reported Valley Child near drowning or drowning incidents. There have been 19 so far this year, and there have been, is this right, seven children have drowned. Yeah, because there was, on February 9th, a three-year-old pulled out of a Peoria pool. The next day, a two-year-old was pulled out of a bathtub and died. 18-month-old on February 18th died in a Glendale pool. Then back in April on the 22nd, a four-year-old died after drowning in a Mesa pool. On the 28th, towards the end of last month, a two-year-old pulled from a Phoenix pool passed away. And then, of course, we have the two fatalities yesterday of these apparently twin toddlers. All right. You know, we don't know enough of the details regarding this unbelievable tragedy to say if this was going on in this particular drowning, but there's nothing worse than pointing fingers after a tragedy by saying, you know, I thought you were watching the kids, but before anything like this can happen, it's so important to point the finger of responsibility at ourselves, as Phoenix Fire Department Captain Rob McDade described.
Everybody understands that it's not somebody else's responsibility, it's your responsibility around that pool. We've had tragedies where there's been a pool party, we've had children drown in the backyard, and everybody thought it was somebody else's responsibility. And so, you have to go out of your way. If you don't have children, but you know somebody that does and you have a pool, remind them. If you're a grandparent, is there a fence around your pool? Do you have a self-closing gates if you watch your children? I mean, if you watch other people's children.
And when it comes to keeping children safe from drowning, that starts long before.
And really, it starts with knowing what's around you. How do you make your children waterproof? The city of Phoenix, along with other city aquatics agencies in the valley, have swim lessons. I can tell you, in the city of Phoenix, it's $15 to get your children swim lessons. Let's make our children waterproof. With the fences, the constant supervision, but really you can help a toddler by making sure they have swim lessons and they know how to swim in that pool.
Yeah. Jessica in the control room?
Yeah, I was just doing the Valley Watch podcast with Allie Party. I produce it for her. Mm-hmm. And she just had on someone who was talking about the child drownings, and she was a swim lessons teacher, and you can get your child swim lessons at 6 months so that way they can learn how to roll
over on their back. Yeah.
Flip over so that way they have a way to breathe.
Yeah. That's really it's an excellent idea, and it's something we did with both of our little girls.